The Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority, or TBARTA, held their monthly board meeting this morning in Tampa. They heard presentations about how changing demographics will change transit needs in the future and saw results of a survey of residents in the 7 counties in the region. John Fregonesi is a planning consultant based in Portland, Oregon, who briefed the TBARTA board on how the region's future transit needs could be affected by a population that is getting older and has a smaller family size. This will pressure governments to increase the efficient use of land, Fregonesi said.
And that means that you'll have shifts in demand to more multifamily and mixed use. Oil costs will continue to rise. Climate change will lead to scrutiny of carbon emissions. And these trends puts a premium on energy-efficient, sustainable cities, shorter trips, effective traffic, greater livability, and more options for travel, housing, and work within a short distance of one another. And on top of that, at a national and global area, cities are going to be competing with each other to be great places to live and work.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, a TBARTA board member, said that the way Hillsborough County's bus system is currently underfunded doesn't take into account these types of scenarios of how the future could be, and that there's a better way to plan for the region's transportation future.
Sure, if we had a bus system that was robust, that was funded properly, fed into light rail, that didn't travel the same roads as our congested cars, if it all worked together in a very modern and sleek way, yes, people would ride. And if gas was set $7 a gallon, sure, it would be successful. And it seems that is the more futuristic template that we need to look at.
David Kenny is the president of Kenny Group, a public opinion research firm. In March, it conducted a survey of 500 people in each of the 7 counties in the TBARTA region. Kenny said the respondents think there should be a comprehensive, holistic approach to transportation.
What they are seeing in this survey is there's a strong desire for mass transit to be a big part of that, and that highways alone and just more roads is not going to solve the problem. And as you can see, 60 to 34 believe that mass transit, commuter rail, has to be a part of that solution.
Kenny said that the survey respondents favor holding off on increased taxes until TBARTA has had a chance to present the regional transportation plan to voters, and that 65% of people are not familiar at all with TBARTA. Despite that, there is strong support for an organization like TBARTA in every county in the region. In the survey, residents were asked what their biggest concern was, and the most common response was taxes. Hillsborough County Commissioner Ken Hagan and Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio disagreed about how to interpret that finding.
From what I take out of this, that clearly a majority thinks that traffic congestion affects their quality of life. It's an extremely serious problem. They think tax dollars are well spent toward transportation, yet they don't want to raise taxes for it. I mean, that's what I'm taking out of this initial survey.
Well, I'm not sure I see that in the poll. Where does it say that they don't want to raise taxes?
It doesn't.
In fact, when they were asked to name their most pressing problem, 80% did not name taxes.
During the public comment portion, several people asked if there could be more citizen input in TBARTA's planning process. Denise Lane, who is running for County Commission District 6, the seat currently held by Brian Blair, said that perception about the participation from the public is improving.
I believe there is a distrust of some local officials, not all, in various areas of this regional initiative that have caused citizens to have their antenna up and be very concerned about hidden agendas and certain things going on. I see this board reaching out to the community and trying to do the right thing. And as long as they stay as transparent as they can stay, I think the citizens will start feeling comfort level where their voices are being heard. They do have legitimate input into this. They're not, and again, it's a lot of perception and misperception.
The Florida legislature allocated $2 million for TBARTA this year, but it's unknown whether Governor Charlie Crist will veto that funding. TBARTA Vice Chair Pinellas County Commissioner Ronnie Duncan said he met with staff from Governor Charlie Crist's office on Monday. This is TBARTA Chair Shelton Quarles.
We heard some rumblings last week about the possibility of the governor vetoing the $2 million appropriation. And I know he vetoed the $1 million appropriation last year. And we had a positive talk and things went well. And he's very much aware of the progress that we've made thus far. And I can't say one way or another which way he's going to vote, but he seemed to be favorably inclined to go. So hopefully it will be a go.
Manatee County has taken the first step in making commuter rail a reality in the region. Ralph Hessler is the manager of Manatee Area Transit. Hessler said the Manatee County Commission approved an application to the Florida Department of Transportation to ask for seed money to plan for commuter rail lines between Manatee County and both Hillsborough and Pinellas.
Well, we would be looking at multiple routes, one possibly going over the Skyway into Pinellas County, another one possibly going up I-75 into Hillsborough County. We're also looking in the future beyond that is to also go south down into Sarasota County, where we currently have an interlining relationship now. It works in lockstep with the overall plan of T-BARTA to see some to provide regional transportation across county lines.
The next T-BARTA board meeting is June 27th in Pasco County. You can learn more at tbarta.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.